Hey, this is Jason Webb, and welcome to the Lies We Tell podcast, a podcast that was developed out of a lie that Michael Longfellow told Conan. He told Conan that we had a podcast, and we did not, so we retroactively had to make a podcast so he would have something to promote. So this is that podcast. It's a podcast about lying. We'll be interviewing people about their most embarrassing lies and talking about it. And so that's basically the podcast that we came up with last minute. So that's what we're going to go with. We're both very dedicated to this podcast, and there'll be many more episodes, and we're going to have lots of guests. So feel free to subscribe to the podcast. You can catch Michael on Conan March 6th. So be sure to tune in and catch him then. And you can see him on Instagram at Longfellow_Michael and on Twitter as Longfellow with 3 W's. And me, you can catch me both Instagram and Twitter as Jason Webb, which is UHHH Jason Webb. And I have 2 shows coming up, Gravy Biscuits on March 11th, which is all Southern Showcase at Nerdmelt. So you can go there and buy tickets. That'd be great. And I also have Follow That, where we make comedians follow cry videos, also at Nerdmelt on March 19th. And that's it. I hope you guys enjoy the podcast. It's a little all over the place because it is our first podcast, and this was like the first development of the podcast. So we sat down and talked about some of the lies we told, and I hope you guys enjoy it.
So I was in the second grade, Mrs. Raimundo's class, and I had my first crush in the second grade. Her name was Kelly. She was blonde. She was best friends with Jason, oddly enough. That's your name, but you weren't. Different no. Jason.
Yeah, no, Jason's weren't pulling pussy in second grade in my neck of the woods.
This guy was. This guy, I couldn't get close to her. I couldn't get close to Kelly because of Jason. And I wanted so desperately to be Jason, to know Kelly better. And so one time at recess, they were playing Power Rangers. Mm-hmm. She was probably the pink Power Ranger, and he was probably he was the villain.
The green one? The Green Ranger?
Cause I don't know if they were, I think he was a villain. I don't know if he was a Power Ranger because they were fighting each other.
Oh, he was like Zordon. No, that gold one, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
The dragon.
I don't know why this is important, but like it is to me for some reason. No, I need to know
detail.
Every
detail matters. And I've never said this before. It's good to get off.
First off, don't admit to anything that's going to get you in trouble and not have to live with you like that.
I'm coming clean.
Okay, come clean.
I'm coming clean.
All right, whatever. If I have to do this podcast with someone else because...
If I have to face the consequences after I come out with this, so be it. But it'll be good. It'll be worth it just to get it
just
off
your
my conscience,
chest.
Are
you sure you
want to
do this on our first podcast? Like, I think you could have waited at least till like 15.
I think it'd be a good hook.
Okay. All right, let's hear it.
They're playing Power Rangers, and I'm watching from the seesaw. I was alone on the seesaw, which is a special kind of lonely, you know.
Yeah. Right.
I'm watching them from the seesaw, and he throws a lightning bolt at her, and it hits her, you know, in the game, in the Power Rangers game, and she's
a lightning bolt.
Seemingly, he went lightning bolt and kind of you know, made his hands round, and then flung his hands towards her, and the energy must have traveled and hit her. In the game.
Yeah.
And so she was paralyzed. She was stunned. And she said, "I'm stunned." And she kind of stood still.
Stunned.
I didn't know how many seconds she was stunned for, but I figured it was my chance. And I ran over and I jumped. You know, this is my chance to become Jason.
Yeah.
And I jumped in front of her and I said, "Shield." And she put her arms on my shoulders and pushed me out of the way and said, "You're not a part of this game. Get out. Go away."
Oh, wow.
And I got mad. And there were wood chips everywhere on the playground. There were a bunch of wood chips.
Wood chips.
So I took a wood chip. And I went straight up to Jason. And I slit his fucking throat. And I buried him. At St. Bethany's High.
All right. So you're a fucking liar.
That's a... Bold-faced lie.
I knew the whole thing was a lie. You know why? I feel like I'm better at lying than you.
That was a great lie.
No, it wasn't. The whole
that was a
listen,
good lie.
Right,
I was
serious the whole time. Listen.
Yeah.
It was like
you
a monologue.
Okay, listen. You were serious, and that's how I knew it was a lie.
Oh, because I'm such a goofball?
Yeah, you're such a silly bitch. You're such a goofball, and
Like, you didn't know your details. Like, you didn't know the details of the Power Rangers. Like, you said a lightning bolt. I don't even know what... But if I knew anything about Power Rangers, which I do, there's no lightning bolts. And yeah. then you... it was over set up. Also, seesaws. They're not on any, like, elementary school
Hey, that part's anymore. True. There were seesaws on my school.
Well,
not on the school, but in the playground.
There weren't at mine, and so that made me think you
but
were
you grew
a
up
lie.
In the you grew up
Either
in a worse
way,
place.
I was right. I guessed that you were lying
it's
at,
true.
At the seesaw.
It's true. You got it. It was a lie.
At the seesaw.
I was lying.
Okay.
You got me.
But I picked it up at the seesaw. I was like, that's a lie. And then
that's
I just,
when you got it.
Yeah. Well, that's where
I carried you pretty far.
That's where I started convincing myself. I was like, all right, he's lying. And then every little detail you're missing, and like when I'd ask a question, I was like, okay.
You don't think that's I could follow up my questions?
No,
well?
Because this reminds me of when we were in Arizona and we were at the Dutch Brothers. And we had a show that night. And the Dutch Brothers, the thing about them is they always...
They talk too much, man.
They
just
talk
to you
about,
so much.
Yeah, they ask you about your day. Like, they talk to you
it's
for
early
probably,
in the morning, you're getting coffee, and their thing is to talk to you...
For like 10
like
minutes.
Overly... Yes.
Is it because their service is so slow that they have they
no,
like
I think that's
doing?
Like their policy. I think it's
they're
like
just
we're the fun. We're like the in and out of coffee places, you know. We're
in and out doesn't talk to me
but
like
they have
that.
A good attitude at in and out. They have this
yeah,
classic
they're all getting
attitude.
Paid well. I think
yeah,
they all
true.
Get paid well.
Yeah, all my brothers got another quick story.
Yeah.
Both of my brothers worked at in and out and I went in to you know, when I was of age, went in for the interview. Both mm-hmm. brothers working back there, piece of cake, mm-hmm. you know, it's a family thing. We all work at in and out. And at the end of the interview, it was going great. The interview was going great. But at the end of the interview, he asked me, why shouldn't I hire you? Which oh, you're supposed to say because I'm a perfectionist or something or yeah. I'll take your job. But I thought he would want like an honest answer. So I was like, ah, dude, sometimes I don't work as hard as I should. I'm tired. I take the day off. I was the only one in my family not to work at In-N-Out. I never got it.
That's hilarious.
Is that a lie or a truth?
I'm going to say that's the truth.
That's the truth. Yeah. That did happen.
Yeah, because you knew everything to that story.
Yeah.
The key to
I would go in afterwards and get burgers from that guy.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. We never mentioned
that's so
it.
Funny. But the reason I feel like I can pick up yours because I saw you, like, at the Dutch Brothers, I'm going back to that, because that's where I realized that you can't follow up stuff, and that's why I did that. Because
I can follow up stuff.
No, you can't follow up, but you can't lie to someone's face. You haven't True. Gained the skill to lie to someone's face and them like not know it's 100% lie. Because we're at Dutch Brothers and the thing was you didn't want to tell them about the show tonight and you knew that...
Just didn't want to mention that we were comedians.
Yeah, we didn't want to mention we were comedians or anything. Yeah. And so he's like, what do I do? I was like, just lie to them. Like, it's super easy to lie to them. And he's like, well, what are we doing today? That's the first question they're going to ask. I was like, we're buying shoes. He's like, oh, that's a great lie. He loves talking about shoes. Goes up there.
Mm-hmm.
Says the shoe thing.
Confidently.
He says, we're buying shoes today. And then the guy followed up with like, oh, where are you going?
Dude.
And
he
then
came
he,
quick.
Yeah.
Too quick said, for me. No. I was so sure that it was over.
Yeah, and I told you just like, I think I told you shoe department because you froze like immediately. And I just like, shoe department. And you're like, oh, you're going to get some. He said something else about shoes. And
he
you're
said,
like,
which shoe department? Like, what mall?
Oh, yeah. Cause
I remember I said Fashion Square. I did.
You did do that I because shoe department pong. Is a thing in the South, and I thought it was here. I don't buy shoes here that often. I usually get them online.
I don't
online.
Know if it's in Arizona. I don't think it is.
Yeah, so I thought
this
that
guy
was.
Didn't care, though.
Yeah, he didn't care. He said which shoe department. Like, he was just trained like an assassin. And
dude,
like,
they're good. They're good.
You
there
said
Dutch.
That, and then, like, he asked one more thing, and you're like, we're comedians. We have a show tonight. And I was like, you caved so quick.
No, he
we
followed
were,
up ruthlessly.
He,
there
he
were,
did.
Like, five or six.
Oh, dude, I could have lied to him all day.
Yeah, but it was a lot. Like,
it was a lot. But you, I feel like you were maybe, like, a little not there or something that
it
day.
It was
like,
fucking 8 in the morning.
Yeah, and we had, like, a long night the night before.
Yeah, we had a late night.
Yeah, I had to go get that. What was the thing I got with like 6 espresso shots or whatever?
The ER 911.
Oh, God.
I think it's 8 espresso shots.
Oh, it's 8. Either
it's
way.
The ER 911.
Oh, dude.
I used to get that before finals in college.
Oh, dude. I drank that, and it is like Adderall in a cup. It really is. Like, I was just like, I'm ready to do shit, dude. I was like, give me a laptop. I got some emails to get out.
Yeah. But Dutch Brothers, oh, man, they talk way too much.
Yeah. The coffee is so good, though, like normally. Dunkin' Donuts says more than like fucking boop to me, I'm pissed. I'm like, don't ask me. You can ask me how my morning's going, fine. I don't want to talk to you. Close that little window. Like, we don't have to.
There's nothing to talk about it, Duncan.
Yeah. I can't relate to so many people every day. Like, I just can't. I tried to the other day. I was at Noah's Bagels on Larchmont, and I went in there. I saw this lady. I don't know why. I was just in a good mood. I was in a good mood this day.
Hey, Jason in a good mood.
Jason in a good mood. Who'd have known it? And, like, I go in there. I'm in a good mood. I was like, I'm going to get me a bagel, some coffee. And I see this woman wearing a Charlotte, North Carolina, like, Speedway, like, t-shirt. And I was like, oh, are you from North Carolina? And because, like, this was the type of t-shirt that, like, she's had a long time. And only people from North Carolina wear a race shirt till it looks to this degree.
Mm.
Like, it was almost irrecognizable.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, you're from Charlotte, North Carolina? And she was like, no. And I was like, oh, I don't want to talk to this person now. Like, if you're not from there, like.
Just no?
Yeah, she was like, no, I'm not. She said, no, I'm not from there. My family is or something. But, like, because she was not from there, I was like, she's not going to relate to me in any way. So, like, I don't even want to continue this conversation.
Mm.
Like, I regretted it immediately, like, trying to do that. I was like, oh, because typically, like, Southerners are like that, and I'm not like that.
So true, you are the coldest Southerner I've ever met.
Is that right?
Well, there's like this whole Southern hospitality thing, right?
Dude, I gave you a water as soon as you came in.
Of course, but your disposition in general towards everyone is very cold.
What?
Well, not towards, it's not in a bad way. It sounds like I'm insulting you.
In a cold way, what do you mean?
You're just not as warm as other Southern folk I've met.
Like who?
You're not as open-armed, you're more reserved.
Yeah, because you're strangers to me.
Yeah, well,
like,
something...
What am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to just, like, walk in a place and just play?
That's what they say.
Hey, everybody, just hug me.
Yeah,
hug
you're supposed to have, like, beans ready and stuff.
Beans,
yeah,
what?
Right?
What?
Am I wrong?
What?
Am I crazy here?
What? When you come over to my house, I'm supposed to have beans and cornbread?
Yeah, you're supposed to, like, invite all strangers in and have beans ready or something?
No, this is my house. Everybody stay away.
Oh.
You're lucky.
See, that's not Southern.
Yeah, I don't want people in my house. I grew up Southern. My parents always had people over. I was sick of it. I was like, I can't entertain.
So it's a childhood thing.
I can't entertain everybody all the time.
Something happened when you were young that made you cold to the outside world.
It's not I'm cold to the outside world. I feel like I talk to people. I'm friendly. I'm nice.
You talk to people.
Yeah, I talk to people. I'm friendly and I'm nice.
You're nice.
But, like, I don't invite people over to my place. First off, bad neighborhood, and you might get shot.
True.
Like, legit. So I only invite, like, people that I don't mind leaving my life.
Thank you.
Yeah, you come over here quite a bit.
I do.
So, but no,
I stepped over a bottle of Seagram's when I got out of my car.
Oh, did you? A bottle of Seagram's?
That's
is that like, what's Seagram's? Vodka?
I think it's a rum.
Oh, rum. Yeah.
When
you said Seagram's,
it's a plastic bottle rum that you can, you know.
Oh, yeah. No,
it's like a Danny Brown rum.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, they drink like 40s and like a bunch of glasses like always on the front steps.
Yeah, it's dangerous. You got to wear shoes around here.
Yeah, I wouldn't venture out barefooted whatsoever. I wouldn't suggest anyone wearing a tennis shoe in L.A.
What do you mean?
Because, like, when I first got here and I was, like, walking around.
You think they're too soft? You're going to get, like...
You could get a needle because, like, I almost stepped on a needle and it was, like, exposed. So I was just like, oh, my God, I'm not going to wear, like, tennis shoes again. I need, like, leather boots, like, so if it did happen, it wouldn't go through the boot, or at least I'd be a little more protected.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever gotten close to stepping on a needle here in L.A.
See, that was a lie.
No way.
Yeah.
I can't tell with you.
Yeah, I'm such a good liar.
You're better than me.
Yeah, I'm a real good liar.
Yeah, because you're colder.
Yeah, I think it's just like you don't know how to take my accent or something.
I think you're just a worse person.
No, here's what I do. Like, little lies, like stuff like that. I give, like, meaning to everything I do. Like, say those Doc Martens. I made up that story just to have that story. So if someone asked about the shoes.
Yeah, true. You have lots of tennis shoes. I don't know why I couldn't catch that.
Yeah. I was just like.
You wear tennis shoes?
Everybody, like, they always comment on the boots every time I wear them. So I have that story now.
You got a good boot body.
Yeah, I got a good boot.
Good boot look.
Yeah. I'm like a grown man, dude. I got to get some, like, nice boots.
Yeah.
I can't be wearing Doc Martens anymore. Yeah, you're like a tennis shoe guy.
Yeah.
But
I'm like a... Like a flat tennis shoe guy, like a Vans or something.
Well, you got on.
I got New Balance on right now. It's true. It's true.
Stephen Fury's a tennis shoe guy. I was at his place the other day, and he has just closets full of them.
You're a liar. He doesn't have any.
No, he does.
Oh, okay.
That's actually true.
God.
See, you don't know.
I just don't know.
He has like tons of them, and like me, I have like two or three pairs of tennis shoes at a time, and like I wear them intermittently, but like I wear them all out about the same time, and I always buy like three again.
Mm-hmm.
And he like probably just buys shoes like every month and then just puts them in rotation. So he's like, it's crazy.
I get that. I understand that.
But I don't know which way is better. Like, to me, having fewer choices helps me. Like,
going back to that, actually. In 2017, I became kind of like I bought a lot of shoes.
Yeah. You did, with no money. Every time
I had some money. I had money to buy the shoes.
I know.
Not much money after that, though.
I feel like you're the same way with me with money. Like, if it's in the bank account, it's about to get spent.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's just a matter of time.
If I have 3 digits in the bank account, I'm a millionaire. Until I have no money.
Like 2 days like before this, you're like, oh, I'm so broke or whatever. And I'm like, eh, it'll change, whatever. Like, what? Like, we're all broke. What do you want to do?
Yeah.
And then like 2 days later, you come with like fucking New Balances, brand new. I was like, how much were those? You're like, $130.
They were rare. I had to get them, but because you can yeah, no, there's no excuse.
No, there's no excuse. They're and bad. That one time you bought like these 100, like those Adidas, how much were those? The ones I hate.
Oh, the rainbow ones?
Yeah, the rainbow
ones. The Pumas?
Ones.
Those were
all Pumas, yeah.
Those were only $60.
$60. He drew on them immediately.
Yeah, I kind of ruined them. They were good until I put the Gucci logo on there because I was feeling myself too much. And
oh, wow. You can't ever feel yourself that much.
Yeah, I had some good ones, though. I liked my first drawings. I had like a SpongeBob and a wedge of cheese. And my Van Jordans are really my premiere. That's really my signature.
The Van Jordans are
pretty good.
I stand
by the Van Jordans. I drew the jump man on a pair of Vans. And it's a really good jump man, you have to admit.
No, that was good. I liked it. I even like the name Van Jordans.
I do too.
Did you say that? Did you come up with Van Jordans?
You said Van Jordans.
Okay, I said Van Jordans. Well, I like what I said.
Mm-hmm.
And like to me, like Van Jordans, like, dude, that's ridiculously funny to me.
It is, right? It's pretty good.
Yeah. It's like the collab that would never happen.
A lot of people think they're Jordans.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
A lot of people are dumb.
I know.
Because that's clearly a magic marker.
But the Jumpman is really good.
Jumpman is good.
Took me like 45 minutes each.
Yeah. And that's 100% the truth.
That is the truth.
That is the truth.
Yep, 100% the truth.
Well, there we go. But I think it's now we talk about some liars in history.
Liars! In history, sorry for the yelling. It's the first one. It's the first podcast. Yeah. We'll get the levels down. Liars in history.
Liars in history.
Some of the best liars in history. Who did you choose this week, Jason? Go.
I picked Long Island Medium.
Long Island Medium is people that talk to ghosts.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just don't believe.
You don't think that they do it?
No, they definitely don't.
You don't think ghosts exist?
No, I don't think ghosts exist.
Zero ghosts.
Zero ghosts.
There's nothing supernatural.
I think everything that's supernatural that's happened, like when I watch those paranormal shows or whatever, every one of those can be boiled down to some mental illness that is going undiagnosed.
You did post an unfortunate... Yeah, it's hard to... That picture you posted the other day of the woman who claimed that she saw a ghost and she looked like a fucking goat.
She was quite a large lady.
Just why does she have to look like that? Why does she have to be the one that saw the ghost?
Eyeliner. I don't know. It's always people like that. The one... I watched one today and it had a lady who had a mullet, like an old school mullet. And, like, she was just rough from the day. I was like, God damn. I was like, they don't have a good-looking person on this show. Like, every once in a while.
Do you think maybe that's the ghost strategy?
They go to ugly people?
It's like aliens.
I don't think
because
so.
All the people that say they've been abducted by aliens are also that kind of, you know, no one believes They're kind of they're from, like, where you're from.
Oh, yeah, from North Carolina.
Yeah, they're like North Carolina. Well,
see, that's what. Yeah, like, that makes me also think that they're lying, you know? Because, like.
Because you
there's no ghosts. I'm from there.
These people.
But the thing is, I got the attention that I wanted, you know?
What about like haunted hotels and stuff and people that, all these accounts?
That's just fun to believe in. That scaring yourself is
fun. I think it's very
scary
to believe in. I don't want ghosts to exist, but I don't know if they do.
No.
I'm not ready to deny
them. I have a few ghost stories I could tell you. But like, I don't know what to say, man. Like, I don't think that's real. Like, I think every ghost story that happened to me was like something I couldn't explain. So if I can't explain it, it's a ghost.
You know, one time when I was in college.
Lie.
Yeah, I was lying. It's going to be a lie.
Yeah,
it's going to be a good ghost story,
no,
though.
No, it wasn't.
It was
going to be
story.
Dog shit. You're going to tell me something.
I can spin a yarn.
Oh, my God.
A ghost yarn. Don't you doubt it.
You told me you were such a good liar. I'm like, oh, I would love to do a podcast where we just talk about
Maybe I'm doing the long con. Maybe I'm
You're waiting to save it up.
I'm lying about how good I am
okay.
at being a liar.
All right, well, we're going to do this, I think. I think every week you're going to sneak a lie into this podcast to me.
Accepted. Challenge accepted.
And at any point, I can do what I just did and yell lie, and you have to tell me if it's a lie or not.
Yes.
Okay.
You might ruin some good stories, though.
No, I very seriously doubt it.
I really didn't have much up my sleeve. I'm glad you called me on it.
It's just so...
talk about some, like, door handle opening, the classic...
Dude, I'm going to get it every time because you will just like go into, okay, this one time.
It's my presentation voice.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God. I was like, I'm just not willing to listen to your bullshit is what it is.
Well, you know whose bullshit I really like to listen to? My liar of in history of the week?
Who's that?
Lance. Cycle him up, Armstrong. Lance Ooh. Armstrong. One of the best liars in American history. One of the best Americans.
Best American history. I actually don't know much about Lance Armstrong, except maybe he had those yellow bracelets. And,
yes,
he
lived strong.
He did a lot of good, and he took steroids, I guess.
He took steroids.
But also I heard his heart was bigger than like a normal person's, but he can't help
Probably.
That.
Probably. He was an incredible athlete.
Yeah.
Heart of a bull.
Heart of a bull.
Heart of a bull. Willing to do whatever it takes to get to the top to represent
even steroids.
The United States of America, the best country on earth.
Even cheating.
What?
Didn't he cheat?
Yeah, he cheated.
Steroids.
But like everyone cheats in that sport.
But he just got caught.
He got caught. Well, but he also had cancer.
Yeah.
So he had to like, so he took a couple roids.
Yeah.
To get back from ball cancer.
I don't think there's anything wrong.
One testicle.
I think we should let every sport take drugs.
Would you kill yourself if you had one testicle?
No.
Oh, okay.
Because you could still, like, do stuff.
I'd end it.
You'd end it after one test. I think
yeah,
the
man,
older
you... I need the whole thing or
no,
I'm out.
No, you don't. No, you don't. Put a ping pong ball in there and you're good to go.
I don't want
to
remember losing a testicle.
Whatever. I don't remember anything.
Nope.
I'm not even going to remember that.
Throw me off a cliff.
You're crazy. I think the older you get, the more you're like, yeah, if that happens, like, I'm not going to kill myself.
True. But I'm very young.
Yeah.
I'm ripe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're just going to grow into
if
it.
If I lost a testicle right now? Well, I don't know. Maybe that's like a... can you still have kids with one testicle?
Yeah.
You can?
Yeah.
But are they going to be like fucked up?
No, they're not. It doesn't... Oh my God. You're not... Okay, listen. All right, listen, Michael Longfellow. So you're going to kill yourself based on you not even knowing...
I would kill myself before I delivered...
Damaged
child because of my one testicle.
So you think your kid's going to come out mentally disabled?
I didn't say that.
Lots of stuff
can go wrong.
Okay, well...
Maybe he has
Okay, all right, hold on.
Maybe since I have one testicle, he has half a body. He's just half.
Okay.
But he's fully alive, but he looks like half a person. And he hops on one leg.
I don't think they're letting that get out of utero, to
Why not? That's my son.
Half
or daughter. Sage, either way, I'm going to name it Sage.
Whatever. Okay, so Sage is half a person,
Sage is half a person. He's hopping around on one leg.
They're not. They're going to abort that way before it gets to term. There's
no
way.
No. I refuse.
You refuse. What are you going to do? Build it a robotic?
What if
left
we want the
side?
Child? Me and the woman want the child.
You
of course,
want
if she wants
child.
To abort, absolutely, it's her choice. It's her decision.
But. Oh no! If it's half a child, I think like the doctors can step in and be like, "This thing's not going
to
have."
You wouldn't
much.
Try to raise half a child.
No, I wouldn't try to raise
what
a real
they're
child.
What if they're like they're normal? They just look like half a child.
No, who wants to raise
full brain?
How they got a full brain if they're half?
Because it's like.
And that
dense.
Listen, if they're half
they have a more dense brain,
listen,
so it can be smaller and still.
This is ridiculous.
Powerful.
If they're half a brain, they're all left side. They're all left side.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too.
The left side
of
your
right.
brain controls the right side.
Well, no, they have the full brain. It's more
no.
dense.
It's like more dense.
It's like you took a
so
regular sized brain and shrinked
now
it.
Now it's a superpower you're giving them with your one nut.
No, just a normal power.
No, you're giving them a superpower.
That's
like,
true.
You're like if it, they have half a brain, they can only have half a brain. They can't have a full brain like. So you're giving them the power of the left brain to control the right side that's not there.
I mean, if a
and so
child
the,
being born without half a body is your idea of a superhero, I guess. I guess I made one, but...
Yeah, if he has a full brain, because then it's like, oh, now we have a whole nother issue.
Yeah. Well, all right, I guess I wouldn't.
Okay, yeah.
What about two testicles, though? You totally end it, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, that's rough. Like, I feel like... If I was going to get two testicles removed, I would probably not eat.
And well, actually, I don't know. Maybe life would be better without two testicles.
No, I'm not going to live
that.
It's a eunuch life.
Like, you don't use your...
Yes, you
testicles.
Your testicles hold your testosterone. To get a boner, you have to have your
testosterone can be stored somewhere else. I've got lots of body.
Listen. Okay, if they can grow a new pair of testicles in like a rat or whatever they do, and put it in a jar and then put that back on me, yeah, that's fine.
Do you think the testicles are normal size, like human size, when they grow those testicles on rats?
I don't know if they actually
a little rat with normal size, like a human nutsack dragon. Probably. I'd be fine without my nuts.
No, you wouldn't be able.
You just use the main guy.
No, you wouldn't be able. You wouldn't be able to come.
You don't know that.
Yeah,
it'd be like coming when you were like before you could actually, like when I was like 11.
I don't remember that time.
I do.
But I can imagine it's not doesn't.
You weren't horny as like a 12, 13 year old. You hadn't hit puberty yet.
Yeah, but I feel like as soon as I came the first time, like it erased my whole childhood. Like I don't remember anything.
You definitely grow up a little bit.
Yeah, I was just like gone to the races.
I have three testicles.
Lie.
Yeah, it's a lie.
Yeah, see?
Fuck, I'm not good.
You're not good. I'm going to teach you how to lie. Over the course of this podcast, Michael will be able to lie to someone's face.
No,
you're going to practice. Yeah,
we have to go places and lie to people.
We'll do some missions, but first I want you to be able to lie to me. And if you can lie to me and it be believable, I think you're ready for the real world.
Okay.
Because, like, I can pretty much, like, I don't know, you can't bullshit a bullshitter, you know. So I can tell.
You're so Southern.
So I think you showed your true colors in this and that I'm going to be able to tell right away that you're lying immediately.
All right.
Say, like, you're pensive now.
No, I'm not.
Pensive. Yes, you are.
No.
You're over there trying to think of a lie to get to me. I'm two steps ahead of you, and I'm looking back at you and being like, what an idiot.
Did I ever tell you when we found a cat?
It's a lie. Oh my God, Michael, you suck.
The cat, she ruined a good story. The cat was going to turn out to be a bobcat.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
We took it home as a kitten.
You know what? Bobcat.
We raised a wild bobcat.
That doesn't happen. Like that. That just doesn't happen.
I live in Arizona. There's bobcats in Arizona, and there's cats in Arizona.
Yeah. But I don't believe that
would
happen.
That's the truth.
Well, I feel like
that's 100% the truth.
Well, listen, I know that's the truth.
Both of those cats live in Arizona.
Okay, whatever. I don't know if that's true or not, and I don't care. But the point is, I feel like you're from a well-to-do family that knew better than to bring a bobcat in. But if I told you that story,
my mom has a soft spot for animals, even though she is well off.
Okay, but
she's smart.
But she would know what a bobcat is then, and she'd know not to touch the thing.
Well, it's a small kitten, and it's an animal that needs help. Maybe a soft, sensitive woman, yet strong, powerful woman like my mom
would take that in. Listen, I'm telling you what's wrong with your story. You sound like you're from a well-to-do family that would know better, so it's not going to work. If I told you that story, and I just said it's a wolf,
it's because you grew up in the woods.
Yes.
Anything can happen.
That's why it's believable. Nobody knows my background. I can't be a good liar
because my background just doesn't provide me with
No, you got to come up with the right lie to fit your background.
Okay. All right.
Like if you told... Yeah.
All right.
Are you going to try to tell me another lie? Because now I know you're lying.
Twice in high school, I threw two of the best parties the high school had ever seen, which was surprising because I was not a popular kid in high school.
No, that's a lie.
This is true.
No.
Listen. Very true.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
You threw a party?
Yeah,
okay,
I did.
Okay, well,
I didn't mean to, but my parents were out of town, and I invited a couple friends over. We were on the lacrosse team together, but I wasn't really friends with them. You know, they were really popular. I was just happy to be around them, and they found out that my mom was out of town. I had a house. They want to throw a party. I said they can come over, you know, and I had never drank or smoked or anything.
Mm-hmm.
I was a straight edge in high school, but I was, you know, I was going to make this the first time. Five of them were supposed to come over, and within an hour, four other schools found out, and there were like 300 kids in my house in my backyard. And then the next night, it happened again.
So that's true.
Yeah.
Are you lying to me?
I'm not lying to you.
You're not lying to me.
That's the truth.
Okay.
You can ask Connor Geekus.
First off,
I shouldn't have said his full name. He's not going
to
listen.
Nobody's going to listen to it. But first off, the reason.
And at the party, Julio Jones showed up.
I don't know who Julio Jones is.
Wide receiver for the Atlanta Falcons.
Lie.
Yeah. At least I have an inheritance coming to me from.
That's a lie.
How did you know?
Because your parents already give you money. There's no way there's an inheritance coming too. Like, you got it too good, kid. There's no way.
Tell the most entertaining story about a lie that you've told.
A racist.
Okay. Well, this is just one where I got caught. But I had this Hispanic friend. Well, he wasn't my friend at the time. But he moved across the street from me. His name was Matt. And he was Hispanic from Fort Lauderdale. And he was really into, like, hockey and stuff. And he was, like, he was fatter than me. So he, like, I was, like, the skinny friend. And he was, like, this little fat kid. And, but he loved hockey, and we, like, got along and stuff. And then, like, one day he asked me if I played hockey, and I was just, like, kind of, like, half there. I was like, yeah, I play hockey. He's like, what kind of hockey do you play?
Never played hockey.
Never played hockey in my life. And, well, actually, the reason he asked that is because I was really good at rollerblading. And we were, like, rollerblading, and, like, he asked me, he was like, you can rollerblade really good. Do you play hockey? And I was like, yeah, I play hockey. And I was like, my mom takes me to Charlotte, which is, like, an hour.
Did you really rollerblade really well?
Yeah, I'm a really good rollerblader.
Wow.
I don't know why. Like, it's just, like, I'm just really good at rollerblading.
Mm.
I think because we had skating rinks in my, like, hometown, so I would
go. So you're good ice skating, too.
Yeah.
These are two things I would never guess that you could do at all.
Yeah, I can ballroom dance too. Like, I'm a really good ballroom dancer. Dude, are you serious? Yeah,
that's a lie.
No, that's the truth. I went through I went through debutante ball, and I was taught how to ballroom dance and stuff. I had to take classes.
Jason Webb.
Yeah, there's a lot you don't know about me.
I guess so.
But anyway, I was a really good rollerblader, and he asked that, and I like said yeah, and then I made up this thing. I was like, my mom keeps all the equipment in a car, and it's locked, so I can't really show it to you. But
good one,
like,
dude, yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, but she takes me to Charlotte, and, like, that's where I do my ice skating, and I do my rollerblading around here, you know. And he's like, oh, cool, that's awesome that you play hockey and stuff. I was like, yeah, yeah. And then, like, this lie went on for, like, 2 weeks, and, like, I practiced every day, like, street hockey. Like,
so
trying
you're
to get
living the line out.
Yeah, I was trying to get good at street hockey. Like, I'd get up early before, like, he would come over. He'd come over at, like, 12. So I'd get up at, like, 9 and start just fucking hitting balls into nets. Balls into nets. Like, fucking going around cars. Like, just trying to do it, man. Trying to skate backwards and stuff. Like,
doing moves.
Just doing moves. Practice every day. 9 to 10. And I was getting, like, really good. And I was, like, happy with myself. I
like enjoying it. Did you like hockey?
No, I hated it, but I liked that I was getting good at it.
Yeah.
Because like I hated the way like if you keep rollerblades on as long as you have to do to play street hockey and stuff, you get like awful blisters and it's just
rollerblades were never comfortable. I've never put on rollerblades that were comfortable.
They were
fun.
Yeah, they are fun. But I feel like I never had like super expensive rollerblades either. I had like the Walmart ones that were like probably $46 or something.
Yeah.
So I never had like good rollerblades. So that's where I think he knew I was lying, probably from like me not having nice rollerblades, considering like he played and he had like super nice like rollerblades.
Really?
Yeah, and I had these like plastic ones from Walmart. But anyway, like I'd get up and I'd practice and I was getting pretty good. And then one day, I don't know where I was. I was like at school and maybe he didn't go to school that day, but he came over and he talked to my mom and he's like, yeah, Jason was telling me, like, just chatting where I was like, yeah, Jason's telling me he plays hockey and stuff, and I was wanting to join, and he wouldn't tell me, and I was just wondering where he goes, because I want to do it with him. Maybe you could take me. And she said,
so sweet boy.
He does not play hockey. Like, there's no hockey around here. This is, like, she's like, North Carolina, we have baseball, like, football. Like, there's no ice hockey. There's no, like, there's not even roller hockey.
Where is there roller hockey?
I don't
know.
What's
the designated country?
I don't know. There's not
roller part of the country.
Nobody, like, I was the only person I knew that
it
could rollerblade.
It seems too dangerous, dude. I'm not falling on the street.
Oh.
Are you joking?
Oh, well, you had, like, elbow pads and stuff.
That doesn't,
Oh, damn. It was all right. But anyway, the whole lie came undone because of my mom. Like, she was just like, no. She thought he was, I don't know. My mom just, like, outed me. And so then I had to face the music the next day. I didn't even play with him that day after I found out. I was like, I'm keeping my ass at home.
I would try to convince my mom to move.
Oh, no, I was hoping. I was like, maybe he'll move or something. And then I went to hang out with him. I was like, might as well just go get this over with. So I go over to his house, and he answers the door. He was like, hey, what's up? I was like, what's up? I was like, you want, like, play or something? And he's like, yeah. He's like, what was that about? Why'd you lie to me? Or whatever. I was like, I don't know, dude. I get bored. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah,
like,
sociopath.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know what to tell you. I was like, I lie a lot. Like, because, like, at that point, I did lie so much. Like,
that's a good lie. I mean, you kept it going, and you actually tried to reverse the lie into a truth by getting good at hockey.
Yeah.
And you actually did get good at hockey.
I got
that's a productive lie.
Yeah.
Two pluses.
Yeah. So, but I lied all the time. And then, like, I got to the point where, like, people knew I was, like, the liar. And so I was like, I'm not going to lie
terrible
anymore.
Terrible point.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Like, everybody.
Jason, oh, he's a cool guy. Huge liar.
Yeah, he's a liar.
That's, like his thing.
Because I have friends now that are, like, I'm like, they exaggerate the truth.
Yeah.
Like, I know they're lying.
True.
Like, you have those friends now.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, I decided, like, at it, like, I guess around, like, middle school, I would stop lying. And then I just haven't lied since then. I've lied a little bit, like, little white lies and stuff like that, just to save people's feelings. But I haven't lied like that in a long time.
Yeah, I don't think I've lied since probably middle school, maybe
middle
early
school?
High school. I didn't quite have it out of my system, maybe.
Yeah. But when you found out about...
I mostly just lied to myself.
Yeah, I can see you.
I've lied to
that.
Myself more than anyone else.
That's where your confidence comes from.
It's all a lie.
Yeah, it's just a lie you told yourself over and over.
Oh, I have to.
And it seems like the truth.
Do you lie to yourself?
Oh shit! All the time, dude.
Yeah,
dude.
I've been real dishonest with myself.
Oh, you have. What do you mean? Like, what have you been real dishonest?
Oh, just every whenever you just lie to yourself.
Oh, just to
everything's
like,
going fine.
Yeah. Well,
I'm lucky.
No, listen.
That's not a lie. I am very lucky.
No, listen. Sometimes I feel like when you are telling yourself like everything's fine, like that's actually you looking at your life from a third perspective, because like all your anxiety, like we all have anxiety and stuff and like neuroses and whatnot. And I feel like that is the lie. Like your anxiety and all that, that's the lie. But when you sit back and you're like, everything's fine, I'm doing well, that's the truth. And like it, cause tell me, are you relieved when you tell yourself that?
I suppose.
Yeah, you feel good because it's the truth and you're finally hearing the truth for a little bit. But that's not productive. Telling yourself the truth is not productive.
True.
You're going to do less if you think you're doing more.
That's
in my
another
opinion.
Southern thing.
Oh, no, I made that up. That was just my
that's
accent.
That's you? That's a web?
Mm-hmm.
That's Southern by nature then.
Yeah. Yeah, we're big thinkers down there, you know?
Yeah.
We ain't got much to do. We just like fucking put in some chew and just stare at the sun.
Oh, chew.
Yeah, you're a big chew guy.
Yeah, that's probably the biggest area where you lie to yourself is when you
are addicted to
smoke a cigarette or chew tobacco or something.
You're like, this is the last time.
Yeah, probably. I mean, doesn't everyone that buys a pack of cigarettes say after this pack?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think there's ever been someone who's stoked on buying the next pack of cigarettes. Do you think it's do you think we're going to be the generation to stop smoking?
I think so. I don't smoke.
Do you actually think that?
Maybe.
There's no way.
I don't
know. So many people still smoke, and it's still cool. I don't care what you tell me.
Okay,
smoking is still cool.
I do think smoking is cool.
It looks cool. All
right, I
don't smoke. I don't smoke cigarettes.
But you will occasionally.
Every once in a blue moon.
Yeah, same. That's the way I am. If it's outside the club and I've had two shows already, and I'm just like
you're kind of alive.
Yeah,
you're trying to slow myself down
a little bit. Yeah, I was like, I gotta wind down a little bit. I gotta go for a walk or something, and because you don't want to bring that energy to like people after a show.
Yeah,
like you can't,
oh yeah,
yeah. You don't want to keep performing, and you will if you don't go like rest.
Kill yourself with a cigarette.
Like I have to go like smoke a cigarette or like smoke some weed, get out of my head some, and then go back.
I think it's just, I mean, it's the best social cue ever.
Yeah.
It's the best reason to get out of a conversation. It's the best reason to get into a conversation.
That is true. That is what we're
plus,
missing.
Plus, you can't just like, it's hard to just sit in a chair, but if you're smoking, you can like sit in a chair for a long time.
Yeah.
and maybe you get some thinking done.
Yeah. No, I get the whole thing. I get what my dad likes about smoking, like going outside.
Oh, I totally get why it's appealing.
Yeah, because my dad, we have a front porch, and basically he would go outside, sit down in his robe and his little sandal slippers or whatever,
mm-hmm.
smoke a couple cigarettes. It's quiet. The kids aren't up. My mom's in there because she can't stand smoke. She's allergic to it.
Allergic to it or just like a baby?
I don't know what to, like, she says she's actually allergic to it. Like, it makes it hard for her to breathe and stuff for like a week.
Smoke will generally make it harder to breathe for most people.
Yeah,
I know someone who
says if it interacts with her at all, like she gets it, it like affects her breathing for like a week, but I don't know.
Okay.
Sounds fishy to me, but like she's told me multiple times.
All right.
But she also told me she was allergic to dogs and she just didn't want me to have a dog. So I've been skeptical of all her allergies since then.
See, I think she's just allergic to stuff she doesn't like.
Yeah.
Because it's a good, you can't fight with someone.
Yeah, you can't.
About an allergy.
Yeah, but I have.
The apple does not fall far from the tree.
Yeah, but she's held on to it. But she said she wouldn't. See, I don't know. Maybe she lied about that too now that I'm thinking about it. She said she went to the doctor and they gave her all the things to tell her what she was allergic to and tobacco or something was on it. But
I feel like every human body is allergic to tobacco.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I'll tell you a story. I once was mowing grass for this apartment complex that was my girlfriend at the time's dad's owned all these complexes. And I mowed grass for him in the summer. And one time I ran over a yellow jacket's like nest. And like they all swarmed out and like ate my ass up all over my hands. Like, my hands started swelling, like, just huge swelling, and, like, my face is swelling. And they took me back to the office, and they asked, like, what should we do? And they gave me this southern, like, thing that I don't know why I believed it, but, like, I just did, was that if you take chewing tobacco and spit it on the hands, it takes the swelling
out. I've heard this.
You've heard that?
That's not true.
Well, I don't know. Honestly, I don't know.
Yeah,
but they
wintergreen on a hornet bite.
Yeah.
To go away.
Yeah, that's what you see.
Common knowledge.
I felt like I've heard it enough that I was like, yeah, that's probably right. So I go walk over to the gas station and I get like a huge can of Grizzly, like wintergreen or whatever. Was the cheapest I got it. And then like I'm in so much pain that I had to have the cashier open it for me.
Oh, man.
Because, like, my hands were swelled so tight.
I'm terrified.
I was like...
You didn't even know what's wrong with you.
No. I knew I got stung, but, like, I didn't know that I was, like, allergic to
it. Yeah, but the cashier doesn't know. Just this elephant man walking in.
Yeah. Well, like, I don't know. They were swollen so much you could see each time the thing stung me.
Do the stingers come out of the hornets?
No, they keep stinging.
They keep stinging.
Yeah, these were yellow jackets, not hornets.
Those are ruthless.
They're different, I think.
Ruthless animals.
Yeah, so like they just fucking bah 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 constantly. Like you can't like bees, you can run away from because they're killing themselves, you know.
Yeah.
But hornets, like, nah, it's a weapon, dude. It's a weapon. They don't like your ass. You're getting it.
Yeah.
And I got it good.
Have you ever been stung by a scorpion?
No. Why would I be stung by a scorpion? Anyway, let me finish my story.
Go ahead.
So I take the can outside and I put it like half a can in my mouth. And like I have to wait for it to like my mouth was pretty dry. So I had to wait for it to salivate. And then like I started salivating and I'm like about to pass out. Like I'm just like whatever's in me like making me swell up like was making me pass out too. And so I started spitting onto my hands and I got really dizzy because I didn't think about nicotine getting in my
crazy buzz from chewing tobacco.
I got crazy buzzed on it and like I got dizzy and my head starts like backing up and stuff and then I have to throw up. So I'm like throwing up all over my hands and like the chew's going everywhere and I'm just throwing up in my hands in front of like this gas station. I had one of those flip phones back then. I had to call my dad to come pick me up in the truck because I couldn't drive.
Yeah.
So my dad had to drive.
How old were you?
I was like 16, 17.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, so I had to call my dad, and then they put something on me, like, I don't know, and then, like, I had to ice my hands and stuff.
So you could have just iced your... Could have just done some ice?
Yeah.
Could've. I have heard that, though.
I did, too. I thought it was true.
Maybe it's just one of those old things where it's like, put Windex on it, but it's not actually true. It's just tough people say that.
Anyway, like the putting the duct tape on a wart or whatever. Have you heard of that one?
Yeah, I think so.
That works.
That works?
That works.
Duct tape.
Duct tape.
I've never gotten a wart.
Oh, I used to get them all the time. Like, I had a planner. Well, I didn't get them all the time. I had two on my thumb right here, and you can see where they burned them off. That was before they could freeze warts off. So I got two scars on my left thumb that's, like, from where they burned it off. And I remember that being very painful.
Yeah, I would imagine.
It was super, super painful.
Burning a wart off of that's...
Yeah, no. I remember just laying there and, like, oh, God, I wish it would just go away. It hurt so bad.
What's so bad about warts? Why can't you keep them?
I don't know. I guess they make you look like hill people. My sister had warts all around.
They do make you look bad, but is there like a bad thing to them?
I don't think they carry disease or anything. But my sister had warts all around her fingers, like the nails, and they were so many of them that like she couldn't write correctly.
Jesus, man.
So like hers had to
be okay?
Like, yeah. No, she doesn't have any warts now.
Okay.
Because I'm going to tell you this story. So I had those burned off and all that stuff, and I had got a planner's wart, okay? And planner's wart, I don't know. It's just like it's deep into your like the bottom of your foot, and so I would take like a steak knife or a knife and like chisel into it, like pull back skin and stuff, and like, and I didn't feel it because it was the skin and the wart or whatever was so thick, I didn't feel it, so it wasn't like I was hurting myself. And I did that for a while, and then my mom said, "We need to take you to go see." I don't remember his name, but he was running for sheriff at the time, and because he had one of those big things that said whatever for sheriff, I think his name might have been Tom or something.
Billboard.
Yeah, he had a billboard in front of his house, which like nobody went down, so it was like you had to go to his house to see it.
I like that.
And it was like,
I like the guts.
He lost like terribly.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah, he lost real bad. But anyway, he was a friend of the family and. Apparently, he could, like, pray warts away. And that's the thing that's, like, been in the South and that, like, people believe is that someone can rub your foot and they ask you your birthday and then they leave and then the wart's gone in a couple weeks. And so my parents took me there and he rubbed it and he asked me my birthday. I gave it to him and then that was it. And then I didn't think about the wart since that night. And 2 weeks had passed, and I looked down, and, like, the wart's gone. It's, like, completely healed.
This guy lost the race for sheriff?
He lost the race, and he's, like, a witch or something.
He's magic.
Yeah, he's magic.
That town doesn't know what they missed. They're lost.
I know. They should have drove down to his house and saw that sign.
Yeah, and had a wart.
Yeah. So, but, yeah, like, that's always been a saying in the South, and that's weird, and that's true. That's true. That's not a lie.
My second stepfather was a sheriff.
Oh, was he?
Yeah. Of Gilbert. Gilbert, Arizona.
Gilbert, is that a county?
It's a city.
Okay, that's a lie.
No, it's true.
Is it?
No, it's a lie.
Yeah, I knew it was a lie.
My second stepfather was an insurance salesman.
Okay.
Big John. Still Big John. Very close to him. Love him very much.
Big John for sheriff.
Think that's true?
That he's an accountant?
That he's an insurance agent named Big
John. Well, see, I even lied back to you.
That's true, actually.
Yeah, it's true.
We call him Big John because we have a
I've heard cousin. You say Big John before.
Yeah. I do say it a lot.
Yeah, you talk about Big John all
Big
the time.
Big John. Anyone ever call you Big Jason? I got Big Mike.
Yeah, I get Big Jason to this day. Like,
you get Big Jason?
Yeah, because there's
too many syllables.
Yeah, because like I work at this place, and there's another guy there. And he's Little Jason. So he's like 5'2", and they call me Big Jason, him Little Jason. But he hates Little Jason.
Yeah, I would too.
Yeah. And he kind of has like that complex anyway. But like everybody calls him Little Jason like to his face. It's really weird.
Mm.
But nobody really likes him, I don't think.
How? Yeah, I mean, you'd much rather hang out with Big Jason.
Yeah, Big Jason's fun. Big Jason like takes up a whole room when he talks.
Big Jace?
Yeah.
Big Jace?
Big J. I got Big J.
Big J?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. But there's...
You should change that to your stage name.
But there's Big J Oakerson.
But it's close.
No, I'm
Maybe
not going
to... get some residuals tickets from him. They think that
Dude, I'm not going up on any stage as big anything.
But you're funny.
I feel like we've done enough.
Yeah,